Minnesota News Network, good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's state budget outlook appears to be improving. The Minnesota Management and Budget Office released the February forecast today, and it shows a larger surplus for 2026-2027 at $3.7 billion. That's an increase of $1.3 billion from the November forecast. However, officials say spending growth outpaces revenue growth for fiscal year 2029. The projected balance for 2028-2029 is now $377 million. But MMB warns a significant structural imbalance remains. A bill that would bring 2% in whole milk back into Minnesota schools is moving through the state legislature. It aligns with federal law that allows students more choices for milk. Republican Senator Tori Westrum of Alexandria calls it a win-win for students and dairy farmers.
Making it easier for students that want an alternative product as well, similar to the same nutrition as whole milk or a 2% milk, which currently is not allowed to be served in our school districts, to the chagrin of many students and parents and dairy farmers.
The bill was approved by the Senate Ag Committee and now heads to the Education Policy Committee for further discussion. Today marks 6 months since the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School and Church in Minneapolis. Teachers, parents, and students had a sing-along Thursday at the state capitol. Annunciation students Harper Moiske and Fletcher Merkel died in the August 27th mass shooting, and more than 20 others were wounded. The 33rd annual celebration of the movie Grumpy Old Man is drawing thousands of people to Wabasha this weekend. Abby Oxendine is president of the Wabasha-Kellogg Area Chamber.
You know, our town embraces this festival, and it's really a way that we can honor the film's legacy and bring our community together, especially in the winter months when there's not a lot going on, and it just brings a lot of business to our town and helps our downtown businesses thrive.
The film, starring Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, was set in Wabasha. Activities include a fishing tournament, curling, the Grumpy Plunge in the Mississippi River, and a polka dance party. And Minnesota Wild defenseman and Olympic gold medal winner Quinn Hughes is set to make some national TV appearances. Hughes will be on Saturday Night Live this weekend and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Monday night. Hughes helped Team USA win its first gold medal since 1980. This is MNN.